course, Findlay's football season came to a rather disappointing end last week at the hands of Huber Heights Wayne in the regional quarterfinals. But by any measure, it was a year that exceeded expectations, I think. And on this week's Coach's Corner with John Marshall, Trojans head coach Stephan Adams reflected on the season and building on those successes moving forward.
Give me your thoughts on the season finale.
Yeah, you know, after, you're able to kind of think in the clear, Saturday's filled with so many different emotions after you realize the season's over. But nonetheless, I think the recap of the game is pretty simple from a football standpoint. We've known coming in, I think the keys to the game will be tackling space. I thought we did a pretty good job at that. I thought it was going to be, win the turnover battle. We did not win that. And typically, full circle, we can go through a million things, but when you lose the turnover battle, it's going to put you in a tough spot to win a game, especially in a playoff. So the good is I don't fault our kids' effort. I think they fought every single snap of this season. I can't recall too many times where I think we took plays off or didn't play up to a standard. We just made critical mistakes that flipped the momentum of the game.
You finished 6-5, which is better than many might have expected coming into this season. You took a thump in week one from that Pennsylvania team that was, is a perennial state championship contender.
For sure.
Then you reeled off 5 straight wins, lost a couple of close ones down the stretch, got the bye, then lost to Wayne. 7 points, the difference between a 6-5 record and being 9-2. Definitely a strong statement from your team that Findlay football is and will be a force to be reckoned with.
For sure. Now it's just about consistency. I think that's the big thing, right? We don't want to see these dips, these peaks and valleys. We want consistency each year. And also, we want to be able to win those games as well, too. I think we showed that we can do it. I think we showed we can do it in various different ways. I think the coaching staff has, owed a lot of credit for their creativity, for their excitement, for the buy-in. And our kids, our senior kids, for really reflecting and looking at the prior year and saying, hey, we're not going to let that happen again. So they took it upon themselves to make sure everything that we were telling them, they took and ran with it themselves and then put that on the underclassmen as well, too. So we owe a lot. I think, just overall, we owe a lot to our coaching staff, owe a lot to our senior leaders as well.
Overall thoughts, thank yous, maybe a Kodak moment
yeah.
from the 2025 season. Your final thoughts on the year and
for
past.
Sure. I think that, I think it's important to, because I don't think people, sometimes they see the finished product, right? I don't think they see that all that goes along with it. So, once again, starting with the thank yous to our coaching staff, thank you to our senior parents and our parents just in general, getting kids back and forth where they need to go. I mean, this process, it starts way before August, and the hands that allow us to be able to get our team dinners in, those parents that help out just whatever we need. I've had some great families come through where I don't have to worry about anything but just showing up half the time, which is awesome, right? So thank you to them. Thank you to our community for coming out and supporting us. I think the fans were awesome all year long. Team doctors, administration, thank you to my little family as well, too, right? Because, I spend a lot of time probably more with the kids than I do with my own family. So thank you to all, and we're really excited. I mean, I think you said the Kodak moment is just, I think just watching our kids fall in love with the game of football. A lot of kids play the game of football, but I think our kids fell in love with the idea of competing, and then also, too, they had pride in playing and being a Trojan. And I thought that was very, very important to kind of instill that culture and get it back. So thank you to all. Excited, and it's time to get back to work.
Again, Trojans head coach Stephan Adams with John Marshall on the Coach's Corner from earlier this week. Great season for the Trojans. Unfortunately, it does not continue, but there's always next year, and we're getting excited already for what next year may bring.